Yeah, okay. Yeah, that sounds like it's a little be pretty simple to do. I think I'm definitely gonna take your idea of getting coax to the output. I didn't even think about doing that. Because right where everything is on the attic, I'm gonna put an electrical box in my ceiling above the top shelf in our walk-in closet, and so this way I can have, like, any Raspberry Pis and things like that, like my All-Star node. I'm going to have all that stuff inside the house, and then I'm just going to go through the ceiling into the attic where antennas and stuff like that are at. And then for Meshtastic, I think I can get a simple mount to put the antenna on the very back of my house outside, and then there's like a roof vent on the overhang on the side of my house. I'm just going to put a new one there, and that's where I'll bring the coax into the attic. So this way everything is all contained inside the house, and I'm definitely going to put a couple runs of Ethernet cable up there, and because I have a switch already in my basement connected to my mesh routers, so I just got to actually get the cable to it. So yeah, it sounds like that would work out really well. But yeah, one of these days I'll come by and pick it up. I do have an extra Pi, so I think I have a 4, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it is. So, yeah, I'll definitely we'll take one and try it and see if that 1 watt puts me on the grid with everybody else.
Yeah, it was a little challenging to install the Meshtastic stuff. So maybe when I get bored, I think I'm going to make an image for it, because I know like Greg's interested in it and probably Eric. So just give me some time to get all that straightened out, and that way we'll just have an SD card image with it already on it, and then all you have to do is anytime you need to reinstall or whatever, you just flash that image and update the OS or whatever needs to be done, and you'll be done. I'll try to use the ASL3 image, even though All-Star won't be necessarily running on it. They've got a lot of those like little extra things, like the web admin and things like that. So that's the only reason why I think I might base it off of that. So, but yeah, that'll be cool. But yeah, might take me a while to get to that point, but. I'll put it on my list of things to do to get people a little bit more interested in Meshtastic. And even if we can get this to the point where it's like set and forget, even if you lose interest for a while, you can just let it sit for a while and, you know, kind of coast and that. And I also have a feeling at some point down the road, we will probably use these modem thing boards for something else. There's going to be something that supersedes or replaces Meshtastic, it'll be something better. So I think we're just at the beginning of all this stuff, like better route, you know, something that does better routing, does better, you know, ideas, you know, makes it more efficient and workflow. I've already seen some YouTube videos of a project where people were doing stuff like that. You know, the other thing I was thinking, you know, you're putting that stuff on the roof. In some of the videos I was watching, this guy just went and rented a bucket truck, and he was just, like, mounting all of this stuff on his roof with a bucket truck. It cracked me up.